A wealthy man's obsession with the rarest postage stamps, the fabled Plate 77 Penny Reds, is at the heart of the latest Detective Dan Calder crime novel by Ian Austin. You can throw in a possible terrorist bombing plot at Auckland International Airport, clues hidden in a photograph that's been torn in two, and Dan's chaotic family life into the mix. Brad Warrington reads from Bonded.
Subconsciously, Dan had almost been looking forward to the moment he could examine the torn photograph in detail. From the second he had first seen it, he'd known it was a vital clue. Pictures spoke 1,000 words, and this one had another 1,000 to add. The greatest art in gathering information wasn't just to see, but to take proper notice. Dan looked into the picture of the woman and child and noted it all. A staged portrait in a domestic location, therefore family, obviously mother and daughter. The slightest hint of a shadow on the girl's other side was an indication of a larger object, the part removed. The only thing which made sense was the rest of the family. And that meant one thing, the father. The girl was all American. From her tasseled blonde hair to her metal retainer in her mouth, she showed no sign of being embarrassed by. Dan chastised himself slightly for using her to identify their nationality when the tiny lapel pin on her mother's collar gave the game away. There hardly seemed to be any American on TV these days who wasn't complete without stars and stripes. Dan remembered the furore caused by President Obama's failure to wear one on some campaign trail or other months before. He turned his attention to the room in which the photo was set. They were positioned on the front edge of a large wooden desk, in a very masculine lounge-come-office environment. The girl sat with her legs dangling while her mother leant back comfortably, her ankles crossed at the floor. The carpet and walls were royal blue. A mirror on the wall behind the woman's right shoulder reflected a certificate from the wall they were facing. The other two foreign objects in the portrait caught his eye. The first was a wall-hung picture, mostly indistinguishable as the tear had obliterated all but its left edge. Whatever it was, it looked like a man's head in silhouette with a jagged white border. The second item was another photo in a cheaper frame on the desk. It was clearly of a boy and a girl, and judging by their hair and clothes, taken in the 1960s or 70s. He badly needed a magnifying glass to examine the photo in greater detail, but there was nobody to ask.
Well, Ian Austin is with us on Zoom. Kia ora, Ian.
Hey, Len. How are you?
I am well. Great to talk to you again. Now, this is, I have to say, a refreshing change from the good old Staples drug, jewellery and bank heists. This story of the Plate 77 Penny Reds. Tell us more about them and what got you thinking about stamp collecting.
It was a joy, actually, to find. I was looking for a subject which was almost banal, and I don't want that to sound rude to philatelists and stamp collectors, but I wanted something like that that I could give a twist to. And so when I started researching about various stamps and came across the stories of the 77s, it was just too good to miss. I mean, it's literally a roller coaster epic story all on its own before I even introduced Dan Calder.
Charles Drake Jr., would you say he is a true villain or someone who is a victim of their obsession with these stamps?
Absolutely a victim, yeah. He's been brought up in this world where nothing is impossible because of his wealth and connections and resources. And obviously with his father and grandfather, avid stamp collectors before him, he literally falls into it without knowing. And whilst he is absolutely a victim, he makes certain decisions which are all his own and he's got to live with.
This is Dan's, I think, fourth literary outing. You've put him through an awful lot. So when Bonded starts, he is really emotionally at such a low ebb, having found joy in family life.
Yeah, I mean, the feedback I've had from book one is with Dan developing as a character, people want to know more and more about him as opposed to the adventure that he's having. which has been fantastic for me. And of course, I left the previous book, Frozen Summer, very much up to readers to decide what happened next. And so his misery, if you like, with his family life at the beginning of Bonded is very much down to the readers of the previous books. And I'm really pleased with the way that I've been able to develop him through this book too.
And what Dan is doing here is throwing himself into what is, of course, a fascinating investigation, because he is a lone wolf here and he is the only one going in search of the Penny Reds. But at the same time, he's also running away, isn't he, from his family responsibilities. He can't deal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a section in the book where I almost describe what you've just said, him running away in order to get back to where he wants to be. It's a bit of a dichotomy how he does it, finding that he, through this investigation, might be a way to solve his domestic troubles too.
He is incredibly observant, as you would expect from a detective. Kind of a magical ability, I think those who know him well see it as. From your time on the force, is this a skill that you have to be born with, this level of observation for a detective?
There's definitely aspects of the job which are more art than science, let's put it that way. But it's also something that can be learned and developed with practice. The section that your narrator read a moment ago talks about noticing things and not just seeing, and there's a big difference between the two. And so it's this development of being able to notice things which sets him apart from others.
Also, as part of the story, you have, well, poor old Scott, really, and I know you won't want to give too much away, but somebody who, again, has a bit of a charmed life, who ends up trapped by, well, a true villain, I think we'd have to say.
Yeah, oh, I don't know how to answer that without giving too much away, Lynn. Yeah, Scott just happens to be the wrong place at the wrong time with the right expertise in the subject of philately. And so he's one of a very few number of people that can serve the purpose of this evil person that you've just mentioned.
We talked earlier about Dan developing as a character, and you and I have spoken before, Ian, about you know many aspects of Dan's experience, and I think personality come from your time on the force, living this life. But as the story is going on, are you and Dan diverting more, do you think?
Yeah, definitely so. And I remember one of our early discussions, I was saying that the character of Calder might appear to be similar to me because I was relying on my personal experience a lot more because I wanted to make sure that the readers got a really good book. And because I was new at it, relying on my personal experience was a good way to do that. But as I've got better at what I do and as I've got more confident, you see the character of Calder very much, you know, diverting from my character, I think.
But when you have a character with whom you've spent so much time and thought, Ian, can you leave him to one side, you know, when you're not writing? Or when you've really got your head in this and you've written four books, I'm sure you're working on number five now and possibly got further ideas that this is how crime series work, you know, when they work well. You know, do you have to kind of push Dan to one side sometimes?
It's strange sometimes, Lynn. What I find is when I'm writing a passage which is heavily based on personal experience, then I can almost forget about me and I can inject him into it and I can give his take on what's on that particular piece. When I've got to think a little bit more about the passage that I'm writing, maybe it's a more fictional segment of the book, then I'm thinking in terms of both of us, me as the writer creating the scenario for him. Does that make sense?
It does. Cheers, Ian. Ngā mihi, that's Ian Austin. Bonded is published by IA Books.